Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Nate Weck is here with your weekly sports and recreation update. Hey, Nate.
Welcome. How's it going, Lori?
Pretty good. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so this is kind of a fun one.
Yeah.
In South Dakota, especially with amateur baseball, there are a lot of unique names that teams have as far as their mascots go. You know, just to name a few: Horned Frogs, Mad Frogs, Mudcats, the Bankers, the Merchants, the Flying Squirrels. But today we're going to talk about the Platte Killer Tomatoes.
Dun dun dun.
And, yeah, I know, right? So yeah, this is a cool one. It's something, you know, just kind of looking over the list of different mascots and stuff like that that was brought to our attention right away. So I made some phone calls and talked to a couple guys that were on the team when this name change took place, because back in the, you know, it started off where they didn't even have a team name. And this is just something that kind of came up in the 80s. So the guy that actually discovered it was a former player. Sam Nachigal is his name. And he's going to explain to us the origin of the name Killer Tomatoes.
Well, originally, when I played, we had green and yellow uniforms. Oh, and back at the time, they were kind of like the Oakland A's, that kind of color. And then later on, we had red and gray pants and red tops, and so we went from green to red. And. And it was kind of like, well, we were a ripened tomato. And somewhere along that time, I was watching Siskel and Ebert. They had the critiques of the movies at the time. And one of their programs, they were doing the 10 worst movies of all time. And on that was Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And it had quite a little song to it. There's a great fight song. I mean, better than On Wisconsin or the Notre Dame song or the Minnesota Rouser. It's Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. They'll beat you, smash you, squash you. I don't have the words in front of me, but then finish you off for dinner or lunch. So I just can't believe that there's no other team in the United States that doesn't have, you know, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It's the best fight song there ever was. It's probably worth an extra run per game, you know, because the other teams are just, you know, mortified that they're going to get finished off for dinner or lunch.
Okay, so let that soak in.
Let's just give that some oxygen for a minute. My favorite part is, like, in the beginning, it was like, well, I'm about to tell you a story.
It's a long story, you know.
Why aren't there more Killer Tomato baseball teams?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a bad point.
I know, and it's, you know, up until this conversation, I had never heard of the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You know, I'm a 90s baby, so this is something that this movie came out in 1978.
Right.
And if you go on YouTube and watch just a couple scenes, it is ridiculously cheesy, and it's almost made to mimic and mock Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds and stuff like, you know, just a tomato with no face just rolling across the kitchen floor, and all of a sudden you see the woman scream, ah, and that's it, you know. But there's a song that goes with it, which is really kind of cool, and I'm not going to, like, say exactly what all of the lyrics are, but just to kind of give you, like, one
we've
verse.
We've got the song, Nate.
You've got
the
song.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, why don't we play it? Yeah, if we can, let's play it.
Here's a little excerpt.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch.
Are you telling me there's more verses?
There are. One says, remember Herman Farbage? While taking out his garbage, he turned around and he did see tomatoes hiding in his tree. Now he's just a memory.
It's just good rhyme.
I know, right?
So this is a baseball.
Yeah, it's a baseball
team from Platte. How long do they play? Well, how long are they called the Killer Tomatoes?
So it happened, we didn't get an exact year, but sometime in the mid-80s is when this name took hold, and they're still the Killer Tomatoes to this day.
They are.
Yeah. So, and one thing that's kind of cool too is they don't, it's kind of fallen to the wayside a little bit as far as the tradition, but it used to be a big thing too, where the song we just heard, when they would take the field at the beginning of the games, this song would play at the ballpark. So, you know, just let that, you know, just imagine that a little bit. Right. And they always had a rivalry too. You know, in high school, we always know like Platt Getty's the co-op. Well, Platt and Getty's, rivals, you know, there's this rivalry as far as baseball goes. And they were, you know, these guys that I was talking to with the team that played in the 80s, they talked about a time in the early 90s when they went to the Metrodome and actually got an opportunity to play a game against an amateur game against each other, Platt and Getty's on the Metrodome turf after one of the Twins games on like a Sunday afternoon or something. And Getty's actually brought a bunch of tomatoes and smushed them before the game as a way of intimidation. You know, we're not going to throw coyotes or rabbits out onto hardwood floors. So we're going to squish tomatoes, and that's going to be...
It's a kinder, gentler athletic tradition from South Dakota.
Exactly. And their logo, just to kind of give you an idea, and we'll try to get a photo posted as well when we put this web post up a little later today, but the photo looks almost like what a jack-o'-lantern, an angry, evil jack-o'-lantern would look like for Halloween. But just picture, instead of it being a pumpkin, it's a tomato.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. How good are they? Are they killer tomatoes? They have pretty good
record. Yeah. You know, they've had, you know, they talk about, you know, going to state tournaments and especially early on going to state tournaments and everybody wanting to know the origin of the name. Not so much anymore. A lot of people have at this point in the baseball world understood what
accepting
the killer, accepted it and know what the killer tomatoes are and what the story is behind it. But yeah, every once in a while, they said they still do get questioned about, how'd you guys come up with the name Killer Tomatoes?
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
Do you have another clip?
I do have one more, and it was one from Kevin Kuiper, who is actually the PA announcer for the Platt Killer Tomatoes today, and he's also a former player. And I was just asked him a little bit, you know, how was it perceived by everybody else back then? And, you know, looking back from then and today, you know, just can you just kind of expand on it? And here's what Kuiper had to say.
You know, back in the day when we would show up, like say at the state tournament, of course in our districts everybody knew we were the Killer Tomatoes, but when we finally made it as a team to the state tournament, we really got a lot of questions on the Killer Tomato as a mascot type thing. And and even till today, you know, but you got to get in a bigger kind of, I guess, arena where you're at a state tournament. But most everybody in the league, you know, they know about the Killer Tomatoes. And so you don't get too many questions.
So it kind of echoes what I said. But yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just so cool, though, to talk to these guys and kind of hear their stories. And
so cool to have some fun.
It is.
Here too, every once in a while. The world is too serious sometimes.
It is.
Let's just roll some tomatoes out onto the ballpark and have a good game.
Exactly.
Happy summer. Yeah. Nate Weck, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. Facebook, STPB's Facebook sports page. Yeah?
Yep. We're going to have a blog on it. And then again, we'll have some photos and stuff like that too, so you can kind of get an idea what this team looks like.
All right. Nate Weck, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Laurie.